Mind Your Farm Business on realagriculture.com is brought to you by RBC Royal Bank.
Welcome to Mind Your Farm Business on realagriculture.com. I'm Sean Haney, founder of realagriculture.com. And in episode 2, we're going to focus in on decision making as it applies to using instincts versus analytics, or maybe the two together. We'll get a little bit more into that a little bit later. Now, for each one of you that are listening to this podcast, you're likely to have more of a preference for managing your farm business by instinct versus managing your farm business by analytics. Your personality likely has a lot to do with which method you personally prefer. As farmers, many of you likely have a natural tendency to manage more with your gut or your instinct due to your lifelong experience in agriculture. For a second though, let's compare this idea of instinct and analytics to baseball. Traditionally, scouting and baseball involve pure instinct. Even though baseball has many stats and numbers, many scouts evaluated players based on look and the instinct of the scout. Baseball has changed to involve analytics as a scouting tool. Let the data show you the value of a player and not just the instinct of the scout. For many of you farm owners and managers out there listening to this podcast, analytics are likely becoming more present in the management decisions you make on the farm. In episode 2, we explore managing with analytics and or instinct with Terry Betker. He is founder of Backswath Management and he is based in Manitoba. Terry, today we're going to talk about managing with instinct versus managing with analytics. And when you hear this sort of versus relationship, which do you think is a little bit more common in agriculture in Canada today?
I think generally there's still more decisions made by instinct, by gut, seat of the pants structures.
And is that a good thing, or is that something that needs to change?
So there's farmers out there that have done very well by using instinct. But farms are increasingly larger, more complex, more people involved in the more complex also, because there's more activity going on. A lot of farms are increasingly diverse. And with that then comes the need for the use of more analytics. It depends on what areas of management. Generally, farms are going, I think, to use the more successful farms are increasingly going to use more analytics in their decision making.
And so really, does it come down to, depending on the kind of decision that you're making, instincts or analytics really are the right way to go? Like, it's not where all, I guess maybe you wouldn't be a good farm manager if all decisions were analytics and or all decisions were instinct.
I think the theory would say that you should use analytics, but I think there's a feel for it. So to just say that it should all be based on analytics is I don't think the way to go. I think there also has to be some instinct. Part of the challenge is that a lot of the guys have in using analytics is having the information they need at hand. So there, you know, if some of the decisions being based on financial statements from accountants, for example, there'll be farmers that have done seeding in 2015 that don't have their 2014 statements yet. And so if the analytics is based on financial statement information, then having the information at hand to support some of the analytics or the decisions is a challenge. And I think there's also a significant part here of while a lot of the farmers I talk to are working at trying to apply more analytics to their decision-making processes, but they still go back to their past practice patterns, past experience. And then the last comment, there's a significant correlation between instinct and emotion, and farmers struggle with separating business-based decision-making from the emotion. So those are some of the challenges they face. And generally, though, I think there's still more decisions based on instinct.
Now you mentioned experience being a key part of the decision-making process. And I came across an Albert Einstein quote earlier today as I was researching for the interview. And the quote goes, "The only source of knowledge is experience." Right. And so I think that, you know, when we talk about managing by instinct, we reference that term, you know, trusting your gut. Right. Yep. And I think for a lot of people that aren't used to making decisions based on data, they have that, there's that issue of trust. Should I really trust these numbers? Because my gut doesn't really agree with what they're telling me. That can be a real challenge.
That could be a real challenge. And then who do they talk to provide context to the numbers? So if they're looking at the analytics or the numbers, and they're testing that against their gut, and they can't make them equate, then who do they talk to bounce those ideas past? And that becomes a challenge for some of them as well.
Yeah, I've had different farmers tell me that I don't have time to put together the numbers to make good decisions. I can put together numbers quickly and maybe rely on bad data and make the wrong decision. I'd rather just make that quicker decision based on my gut and go with it. And that can work out very, very well. There's a lot of very, very famous entrepreneurs that completely are famous for managing by the gut or their creativity or their instinct. But there's also ones that have made horrible decisions and it doesn't go so well in that case either. So from a farm management standpoint, how can farmers incorporate more analytics into their farm management decision making?
I think a couple of things. Back to what you said just a second or two ago, they need to have the information that supports the analytics readily available at hand. So anything that's going to require them to spend a lot of time analyzing a decision and gathering data, capturing data, it's going to be contrary to using more of a structured decision-making process. So they need to have the information readily at hand. Second thing is, I think they should have some resource that they can draw on to weigh in on the discussion, to create that context that I was talking about, whether it's a neighbor, whether it's one of their retailers, whether it's an accountant, an advisor, a lender. Increasingly, there's peer groups. These are getting a little fairly popular, where farmers making decisions based on other farmers' opinions. So they get the information, and that they can get into some kind of or have some kind of a resource at hand that can help them with the analysis. That would, I think, help them to apply more of an analytical approach.
Yeah, and actually, peer advisor groups is going to be a future episode in this podcast series. So, with Mind Your Farm Business, we're really excited about that. So, I'm glad you brought that up, because I think that is one of the successful tools that farmers can use for sure.
And John, there's another thing here, something that's gone on here a little bit that I think may be masking a little bit of the discussion around gut or instinct and analytics. And you know, I think it may have something to do with the grain and oilseed cycle here. So in the last few years, for a lot of farms, it's been they've been able to generate some really good profit margins, which supports or probably maybe more readily supports instinct-based decisions. But as the margins narrow up, or the greater the risk, this is something that I'm noticing as well, even having more people actively involved in some of these more complex farms these days, the more the focus should be on analytics.
That's actually a really good point. So if you're a one-man operation, you can make a lot of decisions based on your gut, because you really answer to nobody else but yourself.
That's right.
If you're involved in maybe a farm where it's more of a management team, whether it's a mom and a father and maybe a couple boys, a couple daughters, there's a group of you, it becomes very, very difficult, because you have to justify those decisions that are made. And just saying, I have an instinct to do that, really, there may be some 20/20 hindsight that happens, that you don't really have a lot of data to show why you made that decision.
That's exactly right. And there's even a whole other dynamic that's evolving. And I think we're just going to see more and more of this is where the ownership includes shareholders or stakeholders that have an active interest in the farm, i.e. they're managing the farm, working on the farm, and then you've got brothers or sisters or aunts or uncles who are living in Vancouver, for example, and they own part of the farm. And so any of the decisions then that can be based more on analytics will tend to help the business relationships between those active and non-active owners.
Well, think about it from a banking perspective. Walking into a bank and saying, oh, by the way, we want to buy a couple more sections, or we want to buy 100 acres, and we need to borrow X million amount of dollars. You got to put together a business plan, and you got to have some analytics that go with that, not just, trust me, I think I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, exactly. Or so to a lender, or go back to your aunt that owns a section, or your sister that owns a section, and say, well, hey, we want to rent some more land here. Or they have, maybe it owns a section is a bad example. Maybe they have some of the shares in the corp. And, hey, we want to buy a new combine, or trade the combines, or we want to rent some more land, and it's $100 an acre or $80, whatever the number is. So in those situations, probably need more information, more analytics versus, I think this is going to work. That's just increasingly going to create challenges within those structures, I believe.
Now, we've been talking about these two topics, instincts versus analytics. Now, let's talk about them together. If you can put analytical decision-making plus instinctive decision-making together, that's where you really have the ultimate in farm management.
I think he would have the sweet spot, and that'll be different for any two farms. The theory says you should use analytics, but in my opinion, I think we've got to, like the farmers, if they've been successful, and it's as you suggest, some combination of gut instinct, the feel of the decision, and the analytics, if they can combine those, that would be the way to go.
When I think of some of the inhibitors to get people to use more analytics in their management on the farm, time comes to mind. I think sometimes we try to overcomplicate things, that we need some sort of crazy database crunching all these numbers down to the cents per acre and breaking down to the cost. And really, it doesn't have to be that complex. It's just basically taking some time and actually crunching some of those numbers to make sure that it's you verify that decision.
I agree. I get trend lines are important, John, and you could create some financial analysis or some numbers, and whether it's finance or production, and you could no end to the analysis or the depth of the detail of the analysis. But hey, just a trend line change over time on a few key indicators, a few key metrics, and start there. So that there's some principles like the 80-20 rule, and the KISS principle comes to mind here. Just keep it simple.
Being a farm manager has become more complicated. Yet as we have heard from Terry Bettker, combining analytics with your already strong instincts doesn't have to be. Keep it simple and find some key indicators that complement your very valuable gut instinct. Another key message has been, without accurate data, analytics are useless and you are leaving all decisions to your gut. Making operational and strategic decisions with pure emotion can be dangerous to your financial health. So spend some time ensuring the basis of your instincts or analytics is accurate. Finally, just don't rely on one style. Depending on the type of decision, the best manager is able to combine great business instinct with analytics to ensure a higher probability of great decisions. U.S.-based economist Emily Oster sums up this successful combination best with the following quote. The key to good decision-making is evaluating the available information, the data, and combining it with your own estimates of pluses and minuses. I hope you've enjoyed episode 2 of Mind Your Farm Business on realagriculture.com, brought to you by RBC. A special thanks to Terry Betker of Backswath Management for his time and great information on managing with instincts and analytics. Please join us for episode 3, where we take a closer look at risk management on your farm. See you next time.